You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, just shy of 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. In just a moment, we're going to hear from my friend Jenny Hinton from Santa Rosa County. Yes, okay. But first, want to invite you the Pensacola Beach Air Show right around the corner. First, we're going to celebrate with fireworks on Sunday for the 4th of July. But July 10th, it's happening, and News Radio is your home to the show narration When the Blues Take the Sky. But how much do you actually know about the Blue Angels? Actually, Jenny, let me ask you, how much do you know about the Blue Angels? Good morning. I'll put you on the hot seat.
No, you're great. I don't know as much as I should. My husband even worked in the hangar where they're located
for a while. But oh, man, yeah. I bet he has stories.
I don't even think he ran into them a lot, but he did get to watch them from the flight line several times, and that's really exciting.
What a blessing. Yeah. What a blessing and honor it is to call this home and their home.
Right.
You hear Blue Angels across America, and people are like, oh, you live there?
Right.
That's so cool. Yes, they're our homegrown heroes right here. But if you don't know a lot about the Blue Angels, every weekday leading up to July 10th at 8:15 a.m. and then again at 4:15, so you're going to have to tune in at 4:15 p.m. today with Bobby Rossi, you can hear the history of the Blue Angels only here on News Radio 92.3. And that's sponsored in part by Southeast Air Shuttle and Service Matters Realty. So you get a little nugget of history. And every single time I hear, and I usually hear it at 4:15, I'm like, oh, how cool is that? Oh, that's really cool. And it's actually really neat to have kids listen to. So they're still in summer school with that. So, and summer is in full swing, right, Jenny? And we always enjoy our updates with Santa Rosa County. And so I kind of want to know, first of all, you have a mouthful of a title. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just let her do that. But you're with the Extension Office, am I correct?
Yes, and with the University of Florida.
That's right. So what is your actual title?
I am the Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Agent. So,
Woo! Okay. That is powerful.
Okay,
is.
Not really, but it's basically, I deal with anything to do with the family, where most of our office is agriculture and horticulture based.
That's right.
I venture out into a lot of different areas. Food sciences, yes. But also communication, relationship education, child passenger safety, lots of things that impact the family.
Okay, excellent. And I know you probably want to talk to us about a specific topic, right? But let's talk, you just mentioned something, and it can kind of be a little bit of a debate amongst parents, actually, is the child passenger safety thing. I'm a little bit of a stickler, okay, when it comes to my passengers. You know, I would still have a baby on board sticker if I could. Maybe I will put that on there, although I don't have any more babies and don't plan on it. I think that keeping your kids safe in the car, no matter what their age is so important, just because cars in general, you just don't know what another person's going to do. They could fall asleep or just make a knee-jerk reaction, texting and driving.
Yeah.
So car seats, you know, and we had like even my mom, so their grandma drives the kids around, you know? And so sometimes, although she's really good, the mamas and the papas, they can be a little lenient when it comes to passenger safety. So what are the actual laws when it comes to passenger safety?
Well, that's an interesting question. The laws in Florida say that until a child is 6 years old, you have to have them in an appropriate restraint. Unfortunately, our laws, well, here's the good news. Florida used to be right at the bottom as far as the effectiveness of our child passenger safety laws. Out of all 50 states, we had the least restrictive laws.
Okay.
We were like, you know, 48th or something.
Oof.
But
yeah,
now
low.
With going up to 6 years old, we've gotten a little bit better. Here's the problem. Many of our six-year-olds still need to be in a five-point harness just because of their size.
Okay.
My seven-year-old grandson only weighs about 48 pounds, and we've still got him in a five-point harness just because his seat goes up to 65 pounds, why not protect him the best we possibly can? But there is no six-year-old, there is no seven-year-old out there who needs to be in an adult seatbelt. They don't have the structure of their pelvis, their pelvic area, and they don't have the size. So they need to, at the very least, be in a booster seat. And that's where Florida falls really, really short on the laws.
Is it a lack of education? Is it a lack of people understanding? Is it, I mean, why don't people understand? I will tell you a story the other day of just driving down 9th Avenue. I saw a little kid, probably just maybe 3 years old. That's me being generous. Jumping around the car, mom texting and driving, and it actually broke my heart. I was starting to get angry because I thought, man, I would go to the ends of the world for any kid, let alone think about what you would do for your own children. So keeping them safe in the car should just be kind of common sense, but we get lackadaisic and just kind of lazy in the summer, like, oh, it's just a couple of miles down the road. But really, that can change everything. Is there a place people can go to get information about child safety?
Well, one place they can go is the University of Florida Extension Office.
You saw those. I was pointing at you, girl.
Right.
You take that alley-oop.
But that phone number is 850-623-3868. And that they can certainly call and I will help them. And if they're in Pensacola, I typically have a handle on the certified technicians who are operating at any given time. So I can point them, or anywhere in the panhandle, really.
Okay, excellent. And so thank you for that. And thank you for that information. Again, 850-623-3868.
Yes.
And you can get information. Hey, maybe you're taking care of your grandkids full time. You know, that's some of the most fun you could possibly have. You don't have to parent them, right?
That is so true.
I bet you love it.
We're on that end of it, yes.
But great. You want to keep them safe. So I just wanted to cover that real quickly before we move on. It's 9:42 here on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Ginny Hinton is here, and she's from Santa Rosa County with the Extensions Office, so University of Florida. Mm-hmm. And do y'all have any summer programs happening right now?
Oh, we do.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
So glad you asked.
Rubbing those hands together.
We've got
ready.
Several coming up. If we're talking about kids, our 4-H program, and this is not my program, but they do have a sewing camp coming up July 7th and 8th, and they've still got a couple slots open in that. And then I've got a couple classes for adults coming up that I'm really excited about.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay, tell us more.
Yes. Well, this Saturday from 10 till about 12:30, we're doing a canning class. Canning seems to be something that is being revitalized in America, across America. People are getting more interested in it. And the boiling water bath process is so easy. That's the process that you use to make jams and jellies and pickles and salsa and all the fun stuff.
Yes.
So we're teaching a class using blueberry jam or blueberry conserve. I'm letting the participants vote on which one they prefer. And I'll tell you the difference in a minute between the jam and a conserve in case people don't know. But we're using that jam to teach the boiling water canning method, and it's a hands-on class, so people take home a product that they helped can, so it's kind of fun and yummy.
The fruits, you got that, of their labor.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
And I do want to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, we're seeing more in-person activities happen.
Finally, yes.
And it feels so good. It feels so right.
It does.
And it's... canning, I do notice, is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up and having my grandmother have a constant vegetable and fruit garden, that was normal. She would take us to go strawberry picking, and then we'd come home, we'd have some fresh strawberries with the homemade, you know, whipped cream, and then you'd make the strawberry preserves. And I remember watching like the whole process and just that big pound of sugar go right into the pot.
I know.
Nowadays, everybody's like, no sugar added, monk fruit, stevia, I don't know, coconut fruit. I don't know what else they're putting in these conserves, but I do want to hear what that is. We got to take a quick break. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. We are hanging out with Ginny Hinton. She's with University of Florida, but also with Santa Rosa County at the Extension's office. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this really cool event. It's happening this Saturday. So July. Oh my word. I almost said June. July 3rd, a canning class. So if you want to hear more about it, don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know that the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus a lot more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Weekday mornings at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 10th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Service Matters Realty and Southeast Air Shuttle. It's The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Christian education for free? It's true. Children of active duty military may attend Lighthouse Private Christian Academy for free. In fact, Lighthouse accepts all Florida scholarships. A safe and positive environment, this is the school for your child. From kindergarten through 12th grade, Lighthouse provides high quality education and competitive sports. Are you looking for a nationally accredited Christian school? Look no further. Go to lighthousepca.com to enroll online. Campus is located in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola and Mary Esther.
You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn more or request a demo.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's Fraser Adjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
The Blue Angels at the Beach, the Symphony Sparks and Stars, and the Great Milltown Duck Race. We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you didn't go last night, you have a chance next week. It's happening every Tuesday night, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So you can go ahead and check out our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, at their tent. Sample some Mountain Dew Zero, Mountain Dew Rise from Buffalo Rock Pepsi, of course. So yes, of course, come out to Bands on the Beach. It's a fun time. And see the full season list at newsradio923.com. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Hanging out with Ginny Hinton. We're going to talk a little bit more about events, but 850-437-1620. We were just chatting about an event happening this Saturday. Yes, events are happening, y'all. Happening. Right, Ginny?
Yes.
And so it's called, where did it go? Canning Class. And July 3rd, somebody said, where are canning folks, air quote, finding the medium-sized tops and rings for Mason Ball quart jars? That's a good question, because those are my favorite ones. So whoever just takes it in, I put it out there, and if somebody has the answer, let me know. Those are my favorite sizes.
Yeah,
we use them as drinking glasses.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
storage. Yeah. Overnight oats. I mean, everything. Smoothies, a fancy little fun thing to do. I do not like when the kids turn it into some paint stirring things, but let's keep an eye out for each other with those quart size jars. So the tops, the lids. I do believe sometimes I see them at your, you know, big box arts and crafts stores. So like you've got Michael's, Hobby Lobby. You can always look online. And I hate saying it, but Amazon. So
yeah, well, it's been hard ever since COVID started to find canning supplies, and it's just crazy to me. But
this is gonna be a fun class.
Yeah.
So wait, let's backtrack on this class real quick. What is the difference between, did you say
jam? Conserve?
So what's a conserve?
So that is basically a jam that has added things. So, and typically that's fruit and maybe raisins and nuts. With blueberry conserve, it is a little bit of lemon, a little bit of orange, and some raisins, just to jazz it up a little bit.
Oh, that sounds really delicious. Mm-hmm. Put that on like some oatmeal or something.
You can do that. I never thought about that, but you can also use it on pork or roasted chicken. It's really good with cheese. It pairs really well with cheese. So
we are getting fancy,
yeah,
Jenny.
Yeah, right? But you can use it for different things than you do with, you know, your jam where you're going to put it on biscuits or,
right,
you know, toast or whatever.
Your thick Texas toast. Hey, right. And then, so let's talk a little bit more. There's another fun event happening next week. I think
right.
It has to do with my favorite meal of the day, brunch.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing Let's Get Jammin' this. I'm pulling it up so I can get the menu, and it doesn't want to recognize my face with these headphones on. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, so we're going to do Let's Get Jammin' this weekend with the Blueberry Jam class, and
yes,
that's hands-on. And then next weekend, we're going to do a food demonstration. We're calling it Let's Do Brunch. And that is, I've just got to tell you the menu because I'm excited about it. And I'm not teaching it. One of my great volunteers who used to do food demonstrations for different companies is doing it. But she is starting off with brewed coffee, blender coffee frappe, and cinnamon roll waffle bites. And those are basically just cinnamon rolls that she makes in a waffle iron because then the holes hold the icing. You know, I do teach nutrition. But then she is going to make, right, smoky salmon dip with crackers and veggies, Monterey Jack veggie bake, sheet pan breakfast potatoes, and frozen strawberry lemonade. So everyone is going to get to try all of those before they leave. So we're really excited about it.
So how do people sign up to be a part of these classes, these events? What do they do?
Great. I'm glad you asked. They just go to eventbrite.com. and look for Let's Get Jammin' or Let's Do Brunch, and they'll pop right up. And there is a charge to the classes because it does cost us to put these on, but the canning class is $15, and the brunch class is $12. But the canning class, you go home with your jam, and the brunch class, you go home with a full belly.
You had me at waffles, cinnamon roll waffles. Have you ever had
right.
that before?
I have not.
You're in for a treat. They're so good. If that's any reason to sign up for this, please go to eventbrite.com, look up Let's Do Brunch or Let's Get Jammin' and have some right. fun with our community. And right. where will this take place?
This is at our extension office on Dogwood Drive in Milton. And we will be more than happy to give people directions, but it's 6263 Dogwood Drive. And when they go to Eventbrite, the address is also on there.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy. Everything, mm-hmm. We are so blessed to have
right?
these rectangular
hey Siri.
Helps. Yeah. It's a joy. So, okay. So right now you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and we're talking with Jenny Hinton, and we want to see people come out to events. We want to see people, you know, come together. Is there anything that you have to look forward to this fall? Are y'all already planning? Are you guys thinking ahead?
And we should be. And some of us
are. Or are we just taking it in
But we
in
will
stride.
Be doing, during the fall, more canning classes, more cooking demonstrations. That's a given. And we'll be doing those hands-on. I don't know if we'll be doing them virtually anymore. Those are things it's just so much easier to do hands-on. When you can taste something that you see made,
sure.
just makes more of an impact.
Oh, I bet. And that smell, you're in the room together, and you just get to see all the different way people, like, they process things, mm-hmm. like how you take something on and, right. and bring it into being. It's different than somebody else. So yes, we want to see you come out. We're going to give you that information again as we wrap up here on the Pensacola PEC Expert Panel this half hour with Jenny Hinton. She's inviting you to come out for some canning, for some brunch, for some fun. And we'll give you some more information when we come back.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer, Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. Now, I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
Hi, I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. 9:57 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Wrapping up our time with Jenny Hinton. We have a lot of fun. And, man, we're talking food, we're talking fun, we're talking summer, and I'm hungry. But before we go, Jenny, we want to invite our community, our listeners, one more time to come out this upcoming weekend and next weekend to these events. Let's Do Brunch is next weekend. You can go online to eventbrite.com, look up Let's Do Brunch, $12. That's on July 10th. But this upcoming weekend, July 3rd, is Let's Get Canning. For 15, and Jenny, there's some nutritional value when it comes to blueberries, and we're in the perfect time, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. For another couple of weeks, blueberries are going to be ripe in this area, so now is the best time to pick them. And oh, you just get such a load of fiber and vitamin C and vitamin K, which helps your blood clot. Lots of important things. Hydration. They're 85% water. So
look at that. And blackberries.
Blackberries are just now getting ripe, so we've got a little longer with their season. And
but they have some really good nutritional value.
Even more fiber, double the fiber of blueberries, which are already a super fruit. So, yeah, and vitamin C as well.
I love that. So, eventbrite.com, look up Let's Get Canning.
Let's Get Jammin'.
Jammin'.
Yeah,
let's get
jammin'.
Yeah. Let's get canning. No, we don't.
Well, we are going to get
canning. In the canning class, well, we're jammin'. With the blueberries.
Right.
So be prepared to come out this Saturday again. And that is at 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton. Jenny Hinton, thank you so much.
Thank you.